say you're another year older, another year wiser, but I still go to school to get an education. I take each and every day like a mini vacation. All grown up, I really wanna shout it out. All grown up, I want the world to know. All grown up, I really wanna shout it out. All grown up with you. All grown up with you.
Thought I'd die of boredom.
If only, at least then I'd be out of my misery. I mean, did you understand one single thing that man said?
Only equations 1 through 60 are due tomorrow.
Yeah, what a drip.
I don't even think he knows anyone's name. He's always looking on the seating chart.
Mr. Marsh has got to be the worst math teacher ever.
Ever.
Thanks, Mr. Marsh. I'll be sure to return that book on quantum mechanics next week.
Hey, girls!
You stopped to talk to Mr. Marsh?
Of course not. He stopped and talked to me.
He knew your name?
Of course he knows her name.
It's Miss Perfect.
Perfect? I don't think so.
Please.
Perfect grades, perfect attendance.
Perfect oral hygiene. It must be so nice gliding through life. But as our teen years advance, Susie, you do increasingly run the risk of being seen as a... how shall I say it? A goody-goody.
A goody-goody?
You know, just something to think about as you hover on the brink of, say, boring.
Boring? Did you just hear that?
Yeah, and keep away. I don't want any of that goody-goody stuff rubbing off on me.
I am not a goody-goody. I mean, okay, just last week, and then there was... I almost tipped a cow once, remember?
Almost doesn't cut it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I want to make an anonymous statement about Marsh the Harsh.
No, I'll do it.
You call that insulting?
I was just warming up.
Now that's more like it.
Of course I got my paperwork in on time. I just can't remember which elective I picked is all.
How hard is it to remember one class? I remember I signed up for news photography.
And I'm gonna get me some serious byline in journalism. I even made up a nickname for myself. Go ahead, guess. Bet you can't.
Scoop.
Oh, man, you guessed. Was it shop class? Sweet. Except it might have been astronomy. Not bad, but now I'm thinking it was synchronized swim. Okay, I'm hoping it's not that.
It isn't. It's cooking.
What?
I didn't sign up for that.
No, the school did. It's the fallback class. When you don't sign up for anything...
Cooking?
Might as well go to the football field and get the beating over with now.
The sextant of quadrant B intersects here. So exponent y is 7 over 29. Or is it 9 over 27?
Ahem! A little announcement. I have just been informed that some young lady has taken to rendering some art in the girls' room. And not that I'm pointing any fingers... But Angelica Pickles is to report to my office immediately.
Me?
Oh, your Pickles? Here.
Oh, but sir, I'm the one who graffitied the girls' room.
Susie Carmichael, it's very gallant for you to want to take the fall for a friend, but that won't be necessary.
And the ability to separate yolks from whites is a cornerstone in the culinary arts. We shift the yolk back and forth between the two shells thusly, allowing the egg white to fall into our bowl. Now, I know this is difficult, so I don't expect you to get this right away. Yeah. Impressive, but know what to do with this. Get the yolk in it down, and then it's open. Pow!
Monitor claims she saw me leaving the bathroom right before the graffiti was discovered. Now I have to scrub the graffiti off the entire bathroom, all because of this force field of perfection around you. This is the worst!
Angelica, love the misdeed.
You've gained some serious street cred, girl.
Is it true you have to scrub all the graffiti off the bathroom?
Bathroom? Try the whole school.
Ooh.
Oh. Sit with us.
Hey, it was my misdeed, therefore my street cred.
Oh, Susie, you really are too good to be true. Now you just give it up, girl. I wouldn't have done the crime if I couldn't do the time.
Fine. You don't believe me? I'm gonna go confess to Bangborn. Just watch and see who's scrubbing the graffiti off the walls around here. But I am telling the truth. I did it.
Susie, what can I say? You saved my life.
Didn't mean to. Just sort of happened.
But you sure had me going there. The day Susie Carmichael goes bad is the day chickens fly. Now, get back to your class before you mess up your perfect attendance record. You hear?
All around perfect student. Well, look out, people. There's gonna be eggs on the sidewalk, 'cause chickens are gonna fly.
Are you sure you want to mess with this perfect thing?
Yeah, you've, like, perfected it.
Well, I am over it. I am tired of everyone thinking I'm so perfect. And I'm gonna start with some wicked pranks, like turning all the library books backwards.
Mrs. Hamfish, I need to do some research. Mind if I stay an extra hour?
Just remember to lock up. Listen to me, like I need to tell Susie Carmichael that.
Hey, what's an M doing with all the A's?
An S? Were you people raised in a barn?
Dostoevsky.
Mrs. Cunningham said, if I keep working at it, maybe one day I could have my own cooking show.
Ugh. How about calling it School Cafeteria Makeover?
All it needs is a little parsley. Ugh, don't tell me. You're gonna use curly leaf, am I right? Step aside, Knave.
Thank you.
like I'm genetically incapable of being bad.
So, you like you the way you are?
What? On the edge of boring? I am so goody-goody, I even ran out of ideas for bad things to do.
You could start a food fight.
But they just repainted it here. Hand me the sandwich.
Wait! It's all about presentation.
Okay, now just throw it.
Well?
Where'd it go? You threw it, right?
Of course I threw it! It isn't me! It's my head! It won't let go!
Creepy.
Angelica's right. I do have this force field of perfection around me. I'll always be reliable, always get good grades, always floss, and always do the right thing. I'll probably end up president of the United States! My life stinks!
Do all your homework?
Yes.
How about the extra credit?
Yes.
Draft that essay about why I'd like to go to space camp this summer?
Yes, yes, and yes!
Did you just mouth off to me?
No, I did. Yeah. Yes! Yes, I did! I did mouth off! There's hope for me, yes! Woo-hoo! That's right! I'm bad!
Hey, see, Chucky, you've been doing it all wrong. You have to add the fruit while the blender's going, so you emulsify the ingredients, see? You don't just want to throw everything in there and hit puree. That's amateur hour. Darn, forgot the mango. You ain't seen nothing till you see me pit a mango.
You gotta help me!
He's been here for 2 hours lecturing me on things like prep and the proper way to peel a banana.
Isn't there only one way to peel a banana?
No, Tommy. No, there isn't. I can't take it anymore. We need to do something about it.
I know he's annoying, but shouldn't we be happy for him? I mean, Phil's found something he's really good at.
Food. I just never expected it from a guy who just last week filled his belly button with peanut butter and called it a meal.
Ah, glad you're here, Tom. I was thinking about your mom's fajitas.
Her specialty, gotta love it.
No, you don't. Walk with me.
And then Pangborn told me if I ever did graffiti again,
he'd suspend you.
Did I tell you about how his neck hair stood on end when he yelled at me?
Itch and every follicle. Face it, Angelica. Your bad isn't good anymore.
Susie, is that you?
What's up, fool?
I just can't believe it. You look so bad.
Yes, you look bad, but are you?
Susie Carmichael? She wouldn't hurt a fly.
Well, judge for yourselves just how bad I am.
Sorry, got my vest caught in the copy machine, so I'm gonna have to write today's quiz on the board. How'd this get in here?
I mean, big deal. Chalk in the eraser. Seen it a million times. And that one, too.
Were you the one who greased all the toilet seats in the girls' room?
Maybe.
That was you? I could've used a warning.
Gee, Angelica, Susie's getting to be better at this than you.
All those things are straight out of Bad for Morons.
Well, here's one that isn't. You know that old pair of sneakers hanging on the top of the abandoned telephone company building?
You mean the ones that those two football players from Valley High stole from a freshman and stuck up there a long time ago? Only when the guys were coming down, they fell off and one of them broke his leg and blew the big game and the other one can't say thermometer anymore?
Uh-huh.
Never heard of them.
Well, no one's gone up there to get them since because they're too afraid.
And you want one of us to go up there and get them? You'd make bad history.
This is insulting. Insulting. I've spent my whole life lying, cheating, and manipulating people. Now, 10 lifetimes. And I don't need to prove how bad I am to anyone. Nuh-uh. My resume is full.
I'll do it.
You're on.
Okay, Phil, step away from the whisk.
Huh? We're here to help you, son.
Have you guys gone local?
The first step is to admit you have a problem.
I do. These eggs aren't organic.
Hey!
Poor thing.
Look at yourself, Phil. All you think about these days is food. The other night at my house, you made my mom cry.
Well, frozen peas? You can't let something like that go. You know what? I think you guys are jealous because I found something I'm really good at and you guys didn't. In fact, I have been chosen to do a cooking demonstration tonight for the school board. I was gonna invite you guys, but since you think I'm just some bizarro food snob, you can stuff it!
Wow, he is good.
Doesn't look so scary to me.
Walk in the park!
What were we even thinking? I'm blowing this pop stand.
Me too.
I mean, there is a world of difference between being bad and being stupid.
No one could have said it more perfectly. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll see ya.
Angelica, you gotta... Yay!
Hey, beauty isn't pretty.
Now, if you don't mind, I'm in the middle of a home spa treatment.
But Susie's climbing the phone company building.
What? She said she was going home.
Uh-uh. We went by to see how scary the place was, and she had already snuck in.
We tried to talk her out of it, but we couldn't.
Give me a minute.
You've seen that place. We don't have a minute.
Okay.
They won't be back for another hour.
Here she is!
It doesn't look sturdy enough to hold all of us.
And we had a big dinner.
Fine, I'll go.
Skipping gym class, girl.
Look, Susie, you said yourself there's a big difference between bad and stupid.
And this is stupid.
Forget it. I didn't get all the way up here not to get those sneakers. Oh, man, now I know why those football players fell. Must have passed out from the smell of those things. I mean, we are talking right. Stop!
Listen to me. If you get those sneakers down, you won't be proving you're bad. You'll just be doing one more thing absolutely perfectly. Now, do you really want that hanging over your head?
You do have a good point.
I do?
I do!
Now let's go home.
Angelica, I don't know if I can hang on!
You don't, and I'll never speak to you again! Literally!
If we sprint, we can probably catch up with that patrol car.
Hang on!
Did you hear that? We just have to hang on!
And hope these laces hold out!
You realize this may be the last time we hang out with Phil?
And I say this as a journalist. It's real hard. Big objective.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I shall be making for you a Swiss cheese tort with caramelized onions. What? What'd I do?
My fingers feel like they're about to fall off.
You just need something to take your mind off the pain.
I know! I'll sing!
You sing and I'll let go for sure.
I just can't believe you got us into this! Just to prove to Brianna you're not perfect? Since when do you care about what she thinks? That's my pathetic deal!
Not her. I wanted to prove it to myself!
Prove what? That you can break every bone in your body? You're the one who never caves to peer pressure! We need girls like you around to make the rest of us look bad!
But people don't realize the kind of sweat that goes into being perfect. I don't glide through anything. I have to work at it.
You do?
Of course I do! No!
Was the stupidest, most dangerous, stupidest!
You've said that already.
And I'm going to keep saying it, young lady.
You're right. It was dangerous and stupid. But don't blame Angelica. She just came up to talk some sense into me.
I don't believe it. This was your idea? Do you realize what this will do to your permanent record?
Susie, please! You don't have to cover for me. I was the one who started this.
Now that, I believe.
Folks, I need you to sign off on your kids and these rank sneakers.
Why did you do that? Do you know what kind of grief you're gonna catch?
Look, you wanted to prove to yourself you weren't perfect, you did. No reason you need to mess up everything you've worked so hard for.
Thanks.
Besides, that kilt with the jeans look? You really can't carry it off.
Watch it.
I still can't believe they kicked you out of cooking class.
Who knew there were things called health regulations?
But you're so good at it.
Oh, that's okay, fellas. I'll find something else. You know my motto. Never pursue a profession where you gotta wash your hands. Swiss cheese tort?
No, thanks. Wait, Jack.